Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's doing awesome. Welcome to another episode of Shine and Flow. Today's episode, I want to focus on God's love. And if you call God nature, inner divinity, inner Buddha, whatever it is you call that power, that's awesome. I'm just going to stick with God because that's what's most comfortable for me. So I hope that today I could just bring a little bit of peace to anyone who listens and a little bit of growth. So before we get started, let's go ahead and start with three deep breaths. Breathe in and out. In. And out, and in, and out. All right, everyone. So today I am just feeling very peaceful. I woke up, got a full 8 hours of rest, drank a lot of water yesterday, so that probably helped clear out some of the toxins in my brain. And I started with 15 minutes this morning of silent prayer and morning offering. It's a, what can you call it? I heard about this at church, and it's a 7 habits to just help you feel more at peace and grow in your faith and in your love for yourself and for others. So I decided to start implementing this today, and already within the first half hour, I just feel so calm and I feel so connected to everything. And I'm just sitting here listening to the birds outside and the sound of the palm trees just swaying in the wind, looking out at this beautiful canyon, and, you know, hearing my own heartbeat and catching my own breath and listening to my breath. And it really is beautiful. You know, if you stop and think about how everything is harmoniously working together, how everything is just at peace with each other and how it all just works out. And, you know, I was having this train of thought this morning, and it led me to remembering a couple of weekends ago, we had this priest. I'm Catholic, but that doesn't mean I don't respect and tolerate and have compassion for others and, you know, understand others. My minor is in religious studies, and I studied Judaism and Hinduism, Buddhism. So I am very open, and I think just as long as you follow the golden rule at the end of the day, do unto others as you have them do unto you, then you're awesome with me. And I just think if we all follow that principle and we call God something else and we go about worshiping in different ways, that's okay. You know, as long as at the end of the day, we're people that are really aiming for growth and for love and compassion for the world, then awesome. But I am going on a tangent. So what I was getting back to was that a couple weekends ago, we had this visiting priest at my church, and he was just, wow. He was, the way he delivered his message, it just really, really like spoke to your soul. Everyone in the church, I was looking around at everyone's faces, and everyone was intently listening, like trying to milk every single word, because he just had this gift of just sharing the message of love and connection in the world. And he was this older priest with, you know, white hair and glasses, and had this presence about him that was very stern but also very loving. But he delivered a beautiful, beautiful sermon, and I wrote down notes because I was just so moved and I wanted to share this with everyone. I wish I would have done it that day because it was very clear that day, and it was very you know, it had just happened, so everything was fresh. But unfortunately, that is something I struggle with, is consistency, and something I really want to work on. But some of the notes I wrote down were that we were made for love because we are instruments of God. And that's a beautiful thing to think about. We are made for love because we are instruments of God. Just really sit with that. You know, God doesn't create evil. That superpower, whatever it is you want to call it, is not meant for evil. If you break down our essence is love. And I don't mean romantic love. I don't mean that cheesy Hallmark movie type of love. Just love for ourselves and for others and for the world, for the animals, for the environment, for people. Just if you stop and think about all the things out there that just coexist and all the harmony there is on earth, how could we not believe that love is not the center of everything and everyone? So again, I'll go back to my notes. He said, we were made for love because we are instruments of God. And he also talked about how important it is to not avoid conflict, but rather bring peace. It doesn't make you a more peaceful person by seeing an injustice occur and doing nothing about it. So he talked about how it's important that if there is something that's not right, that's going on, that you bring that peace and that love to whatever it is that's happening. Don't turn a blind eye. And I remember reading this book. It was about the Holocaust, and it was an Auschwitz survivor, and I forgot who it was, but he said the only way for evil to happen is for good people to do nothing about it. And this is exactly what the priest was saying. You know, if there's an injustice going on, don't sit by just doing nothing about it, just being passive and, well, you know, I'll send out good thoughts to those people. It's like, no, let's take action. You know, that's what we were put on this earth for, is to help one another and to create a better place. So something to think about. But continuing with my notes, he says, the immensity of God's love is beyond human comprehension, but we give it human attributes in order to understand it. But it's truly beyond our capacity of understanding. We do know that God is love, and we are made for love and peace. When we turn away from our essence of love, that's when there's conflict in our lives, because at that point, we're acting selfishly and against our very essence. So think about that. When there's conflict in our lives, it's because we are acting against our essence. Our essence is peace. Our essence is love. And when we decide to act from the ego and focus on selfish desires and putting ourselves ahead of others and doing whatever it takes to get to where you need to, and just very egoic type of mindsets, that's when there's conflict in our lives. That's when we don't feel at peace. And going back to what he was saying about the immensity of God is beyond human comprehension, I mean, yeah, wow. How could you put into words something that has no words to describe the immensity of it? I don't think our human brains could even begin to understand something so big. And he started talking about the universe and the Milky Way galaxy and all the other galaxies that are out there, and how tiny the Milky Way galaxy is compared to the rest of the universe. And if the Milky Way galaxy is tiny, think about our Earth and how tiny that is. And think about us and how tiny we are. And that, for me, it's kind of weird, but that for me provides some kind of peace. It's just everything is so much bigger than us, and our existence is really not the center of the world. And I think sometimes our ego overrides our essence and we start to feel like we are the center of the world and that our thoughts and our actions and that's what the world revolves around. So for me, it's extremely refreshing and humbling to think about the immensity of our universe and looking out into the stars. If you've ever been out to the desert or the mountains, anywhere where there's no light, and you just look out at the millions of stars in the sky, you just feel in awe of how tiny you are. And I think that's great. But continuing to what he was saying, let me backtrack a little bit. He said, we are made for love and peace. When we turn away from our essence of love, that's when there's conflict in our lives, because at that point, we're acting selfishly and against our very essence, because love isn't selfish. Love isn't impatient. So he goes on to say, working towards transparency, that's what our goal is in life, is transparency with ourselves, with our souls, to be 100% you and to bring good to others. That's what grace is for. He continues with, the universe is designed to help us realize the beauty of our lives and how harmoniously everything works together. I'm going to repeat that because I think that's a really beautiful thought. Just really take this in. The universe is designed to help us realize the beauty of our lives and how harmoniously everything works together. The way our bodies work to keep us alive. All of the things going on within us at all seconds of the day. How can we believe that it's all happenstance? That it's merely an accident? Oh, that just gives me chills. I love that, how he just talks about how everything works harmoniously. And how can we think that's all a coincidence? How can we think there is no purpose to our lives, that there's no reason we're here, that we are merely just made and we are here to live and die, which, I mean, yes, that's going to happen, but that's not the only reason we were put here. We have a purpose. And, you know, this is a little off topic, but it really, really just completely breaks my heart when I talk to people that have either attempted suicide or have friends and family members who have attempted suicide or done it and actually have gone through with it. And that breaks my heart because they're not seeing their very essence of love. They're not seeing how their purpose is to be here and to just be them and to spread love and positivity to others. And it's really, really crushing to me to think that we can lose hope like that, where we feel like the only exit and the only answer is to take away this most precious gift, the best gift we were given, to be alive and to have this purpose on earth. So, like I said, this is a little off topic, but if you have anyone in your life today that, you know, struggles with some kind of mental, just a mental struggle, reach out to them. You know, it might be kind of awkward and it'll feel weird, but who cares? It'll feel so much better to know that you put a little bit of positivity in their lives for the day, rather than hear down the road that maybe something happened because they felt so disconnected and so isolated from everyone and themselves. So I encourage everyone to pick up the phone. You know, texts are cool and messages are cool, but there's just something so much more meaningful about hearing someone's voice and their emotions and sharing that moment with them in your life. So reach out to someone today and let them know that they're loved, that you're there for them, that they have purpose on this earth, and that it's not over. And you don't have to be so intense about it like that, but call them and have a conversation with them. Ask them how they've been and what they've been up to and share a funny story. But I just really want to encourage everyone to reach out, because our world has become so isolated. I mean, we have all these means and technology and so many things to keep connected, right? But that cyber connection cannot even get close to a human connection. So even though we all feel like we're so connected this day and age, we are to a certain extent, but don't let that replace human connection and human interaction. So next time you're at the coffee shop or you're at the doctor's office or wherever it is that you're just kind of sitting around and waiting, put down your phone and just look around, take in everything around you, the smells, the sights, the words that you're hearing other people speak, and maybe say hi to the person next to you, not in a creepy, how you doing type of way, but just, hey, good morning. And then you never know, that person could end up being someone really awesome that has all this cool insight to share and all of this wisdom, and could even end up turning into a friendship. So just remember to reach out to others today and to be there for yourself, because we all have a purpose on this earth. Again, this isn't happenstance that our bodies fight so hard every day and work so hard to keep us alive, and our cells just regenerating every millisecond, and our heart just beating on its own, and everything is working to keep us alive. Just think about how powerful that is, that everything is working to keep us alive and everything works harmoniously together. Think about the beauty of your life and how could you believe there is no purpose for you when everything is working so hard to keep you alive. So friends, with that, I hope that I was able to just reach out to someone today through this message, and that someone feels a little more happy, enlightened. I don't know. I just hope that I have some type of positive influence on whoever's listening. That's really why I do this, because I feel that I need to share love and positivity, and I want everyone to remember their essence, and their true essence is love. And there is a purpose for them being here. So make it an awesome day, everyone. Reach out to someone today. Call them. Have a heartfelt conversation. And if not heartfelt, have a silly conversation. Tell jokes. Laugh. Whatever. Just reach out to someone today. Be present with yourself. And remember that we were made for love. That is our essence. So make it a great day, everyone, and remember to shine and flow.